Okay, well, we just started the podcast and we've already renamed it and we've expanded on it just a tad. I'll explain in a minute. This is Problem Child, a punk rock mental health podcast. Kick it! Okay, that's just, I mean, fuck. That's way better. I'm Michael. I'm a videographer and a podcaster, as you can tell. And I'm also somebody who, I don't know, bit of a problem child, I suppose. And a, again, a lifelong punk rocker. And I want to actually do a podcast for once that's more serious and less jokey. All right. So that's what I've been doing for 7 years, is running a podcast where we talk about movies. We make jokes. I'll tell you what that movie is right now, I guess. It's a movie podcast now. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, boy. Okay. Again, this is going to take me a little while to get used to, is just like straight up talking about stuff. But I called the podcast earlier when I uploaded day one of my reducing drinking plan. It's a 30-day plan. So I'm going to try and do an episode every day for 30 days. And then we're just probably going to go to once a week or something. I'll figure it out then. The name of the podcast used to be, this is so crazy. What a whirlwind day, ladies and gentlemen. The podcast used to be called I'm Quitting Drinking. Made a thumbnail in Photoshop, not even a big Photoshopper, but I spent a lot of time working on it, damn it. And then I uploaded it, and like, I don't know, 20 minutes later, I realized that there is a very popular podcast about that called I'm Quitting Alcohol. So I was like, all right, well, fuck. I mean, you know, let's not, you know, let's try and be original here. So it's Problem Child, a punk rock mental health podcast. Why Problem Child? Why the name change? Besides, I literally just, you know, it's like if you called a podcast The Joe Rogan Experience and you're not even Joe Rogan, you know what I mean? That guy is doing I'm Quitting Alcohol. It's a great podcast. I recommend you try it out if you're in any way struggling with that and want to check it out. Look, I'm kind of a lifelong problem child. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I was a kid, I was delinquent little shit. I was arrested. I was, you know, chased by cops. I got into all sorts of shenanigans, let's be honest, you know, just youthful stuff. And since then, as I've grown up, I'm 35 now, but I still have that, that fuck you energy. And sometimes that's, you know, it's like The Clash said, anger can be power if you know that you can use it. You know what I mean? Like sometimes it's great to channel that towards things you believe in, activism, or telling somebody, you know, establishing boundaries in a relationship. That's kind of new for me. And maybe we'll get to that in later episodes. But I was always seen as kind of a problem child. I think it's something that you can kind of take back the power of that and make it your own, you know, but it's also kind of a bullshit thing to call a kid. So I think that's good. It's also a reference to childhood trauma. I've been reading the works of Dr. Peter Levine, or maybe Professor Peter Levine, probably both. I don't know. But about, you know, adverse childhood events and how trauma kind of gets stuck in the body, you know, all that stuff. So it's also a reference to that. And this one's going to be hard to explain. I'm going to giving it a go for the first time. I have young parts. What does that fucking mean? I'm doing a therapy. It's the only therapy I personally ever found that was effective, you know, called Internal Family Systems. It was developed by a guy named Dr. Richard Schwartz. Very nice guy, from what I can tell on YouTube videos of him. But the basic theory of it is that there, you know, we're not a mono mind. Like, it's not just, yeah, this is me, and today I'm anxious, or later I'm sad, or I'm feeling jealous, or I'm feeling annoyed. But really, there's a part of you that's anxious, right? There's a part of you that's annoyed. There's a part of you that gets jealous, a part of you that eats too much, or a part of you that drinks too much. And if you can talk to that part of yourself, so you can be like, anxious part, you know, what's going on? There's a series of questions you can ask, but what's going on? And if you listen in to your body, that anxious part just might respond and tell you, I'm anxious because I'm waiting for dad to come home and beat the shit out of everybody. Or I'm anxious because when we were 12, we were in the worst car accident ever, you know, and we barely survived. And ever since then, I'm, you know, on my tippy toes waiting for the other shoe to drop, to mix my metaphors. So when I say I have young parts, what I mean by that is that there are parts of me, say my anxious part, that is stuck in being 8 years old and waiting for my dad to come home and yell at me. You know, that was very scary. And ever since then, I've been looking around waiting for, oh God, any minute, somebody's going to come home, is going to yell at me, is going to push me around, and, you know, or worse. So that's what I'm talking about with problem child, is that, I've got some tood, ladies and gentlemen. I've got some fucking tood, but I think that can also be a power as well as a hindrance. And another thing about this therapy I keep bringing up is IFS is that, you know, I used to hate the part of me that got really anxious, the part of me that would be wringing my hands and couldn't sleep, nightmares, and running to the hospital every couple of days thinking I have some new disease. I used to hate that part. And now I love that part, because what you learn is that these parts are actually trying to protect you in some form or another. And it's really about digging down, finding out what that is. So for the next 30 days, we're going to be digging into one part in particular, but believe me, others will emerge, is my drinking part. You know, the part of me that just wants to party, or the part of me that, well, now I feel like maybe these are other parts, the part of me that wants to shut it down. You're anxious? Drink. You're sad? Drink. You're frustrated by, you know, your dating life, or, you know, your diet or something, just drink. So we're going to dig into that, or at least I am. You can listen, you know, that'd be nice. Either which way, I'm going to do it. And yeah, so that's it. The podcast is called Problem Child, a punk rock mental health podcast, because I'm a fucking punker, you know. Posers, you're welcome too. Ugh, it's so hard not to just be jokey. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on that. Yeah. Because it's new for me, you know. Being vulnerable. Oh, man, that's scary to me. Scary to a part of me, so to speak, you know. But now that I'm thinking about alcohol and my relationship with it, I thought maybe today we could end with a song. A song that, you know, means a lot to me. Yeah, so this is Kiss the Bottle from one of my all-time favorite punk rock bands, Jawbreaker. And it's about lonely souls, you know, brokenhearted people, people who feel a lot, people who feel too much at times. And believe me, that's definitely me. And their relationship with alcohol. So that's going to be it for today, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Change could make a change. Could buy some time.